As the Angona system drew nearer, the solar extrusions grew larger and larger. More and more matter was drawn from the Sun to become independent circulating bodies in surrounding space. This situation developed for about 500,000 years until Angona made its closest approach to the Sun, whereupon the Sun, in conjunction with one of its periodic internal convulsions, experienced a partial disruption. From opposite sides and simultaneously, enormous volumes of matter were disgorged. From the Angona side there was drawn out a vast column of solar gases, rather pointed at both ends and markedly bulging at the center, which became permanently detached from the immediate gravity control of the Sun.